Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. That's from the song Peg. That's an outstanding song, folks. You got to look that one up. Stevie Dan and Peg. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some platters and talking to some small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. Put a .com on the end of his name. Two CCs before the I on the end there. JimCantarucci.com. You'll find all kinds of cool stuff there. He's a smart guy. Whatever he writes, whatever he says, you're going to want to know what's going on there. Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the unintended consequences of the decisions that you make. Again, I like to think of I think of the concept of implications. What are the implications of whatever you're going to do? And you know, Jim, one of the things that happens though that you have to guard against. You know, there are two ways of thinking about a decision making. You know, you make my mentors told me to make lots of decisions. But make little ones, right? So you if you fail, you fail small, but you fail a lot, and you learn a lot quicker. But you also have a tendency to shoot from the hip, and that causes these unintended consequences. However, Jim, sometimes I worry that the more we talk to people about thinking things through, and watching the and paying attention to the unintended consequences and the implications, sometimes it causes some people to be a little bit too cautious, and they don't make quick decisions enough. It creates a kind of inertia. We do have to guard against that too, don't we?
Well, absolutely. You have to do your business. We have to move forward. But this is really a bit of a chicken and egg question, isn't it? We can move faster by moving slower. So go slow to go fast. We've heard that phrase before. This is really an example of that. By thinking things through, we have the ability to be prepared for what we encounter, and then we could react to it rapidly. Mm-hmm. And so by being able to move so quickly, we actually are creating, in fact, more time to think. We could be more thoughtful. There's less shooting from the hip. There's more experience being recorded in the file, if you will, that we could use around the corner. And we're becoming more wise, Jim, as we go. And so that there's less, pulling the six gun out and just rapid fire with the implications be darned, as there is thoughtful work.
Right.
So it seems like we're slowing down. When we're a type A personality, it seems slow. But we're actually going faster, and it's all within a strategy. It's all within a pattern. We can see the connectors as the leader, and that's what you're looking for. It's less out of control.
That's all. That's exactly right, folks. He's on the money on that. But you just have to be careful that you don't say it, like in the example earlier about how should I promote Tom and not Susan. Having a plan and saying, okay, I'm gonna take these steps, that will help you to avoid the inertia, because the plan will be the trigger. Sort of, we talked about having a chess game, learning more about chess, and using the chess thinking, the global, multiple move option chess games. And when you think about making a business decision, one thing about the chess game, if it's conducted properly, there's a timer right there, right? You have to make your decision, or your timer goes off and you lose your turn. So that, give yourself a timer, give yourself some parameters, right?
Jim, when you're good, we've seen speed chess in the park, right? Where
they
could go rapid fire, you could still do this fast.
Yeah.
But you could do it well.
That's exactly right. So other examples that I know you offer are how you take care of people who aren't getting the job done. How long should you wait? Is it causing problems when you wait?
Right. If you've got a rule in place, a hard and fast rule, and somebody's breaking that rule, do you waver on reacting to that? What message does that send? Or are you hard and fast on that rule? I use an example that's football show, Hard Knocks on HBO, if people have seen that, where they look at training camp. One of the teams had a hard rule in training camp. One of the players broke it. The coach waived or fired that player. What message did that send to the whole team? Mm-hmm. It was a simple rule. Coach could have ignored it, but what message would that send? So looking at those implications, as the word you like, is important. And what message does that send for then the rest of the season, or in our case, forever in our business?
It's another reason why you should think about the implications of any rule you're going to make, too, right, before you make them.
It's why I don't like rules. I minimize those, but when we have them, and you have to utilize them, right?
Yeah.
That's transparency. That's consistency. And when we don't follow those rules, there are clearly unintended consequences for doing that. So
absolutely.
That guides you, and that allows you to go faster. Right?
Absolutely.
It makes it so much more straightforward for you as a leader. For sure.
Hey, Jim, well done and well said. I need the website one more time, please.
JimCantarucci.com.
All right. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Would love to, Jim. Thank you very much
Jim
for having
Cantarucci,
me.
Ladies and gentlemen, a longtime Brain Trust member. We love having him on the show. We'll have him back again real soon because we always get smarter when he joins us. And so we did today. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.